The King of All Magics and the Prince of the Tide by me. The king and prince had ceased to talk. The sullen prince made the stubborn king balk, their stiffened trifles of discourse becoming nothing less than contempt without rest. You see, one day the prince, no finger moved, decided he would live aloof, yet remain under the palace roof his ancient royal home. Said the king, "Hormones control him." Quoth the queen, "Let be, he's growing." Yet, every day, sent from the king, a wasp would come a-visiting for the wayward princeling, a message in its sting. Soon enough, the prince, depressed, with electric paddle in armoured dressed, killed wasps before they could divest his father's little digs. On for weeks, it went like this. To the queen the king did say, "He listens to me less each day. It bothers and it saddens me." Replied the queen, "Communicate more clearly." So, in the sky that very day, the king sent masks and mist-made plays, formed with clouds and light rays, unnatural to the eye. The wayward prince did turn away, cheap tricks not to his fancy, as he slouched from sigh to sigh. And all the while, lain still the tide. Spake the queen, "What is to do? The sea lay still, its shades of blue and green that spill to deepest black stay separate. It movement lacks." Cried the king, "I'll wasp him back." Voiced the queen, "Dear, don't do that. Go to him, your sweet sired son, and take with you a means for fun. Speak not at all of things mundane, but play with him a favourite game, wisest of all hubs." Exclaimed the king, "Oh, get me clubs." Little was said upon that day. The prince and king nine holes did play, but smiles and pleasure they did take, and on the tides a change did make. For every grin upon the face of king and prince made breakers break, and surf arose to kiss the shore, with every cry of fun-filled, "Four!" Down on the beach, the queen did smile, sipping tea of chamomile, dipping royal toes within, that which went out, then came back in, enjoying the silenced arguing, and the sea's briny singing, as it whispered on the silk-draped sands, its gentle susurrating.